decision. I'll face the sunniest side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to For Crying Out Loud.
Hi.
Oh, Natalia. Stephanie, your nails match your phone.
I know.
Isn't that cute?
Fun?
Purple. Fun.
Speaking of fun.
Yes.
Ritual is a vitamin supplement that takes the guesswork out of what you need.
I love that.
To stay healthy.
Mm-hmm.
It's essential vitamins for women, basically. They're sugar-free, non-GMO, gluten-free, allergen-free. Their delayed-release capsule bypasses the stomach to help prevent any kind of nausea if you're a person who vitamins make you nauseous. It's a really great thing, and you can commit long-term.
Yeah.
Or you can just do it month by month.
So you don't have to think about it.
Yeah, it's a subscription-based vitamin.
Though. And if you don't want to do that month, you can hit snooze.
So. Yeah, absolutely. So forget everything you thought you knew about vitamins. Ritual is the brand that's reinventing the experience. It's got 9 essential nutrients that women lack the most. Your future self will thank you. Take Ritual. Like us, it really, I just forget to buy vitamins all the time. So Ritual has been very helpful for that. Go to ritual.com/FCOL. That's ritual.com/FCOL.
Yeah.
Also
StoryWorth. It's
yeah.
a new, they're one of our new sponsors. I don't think we've had them before.
We have. It was a long time ago, though.
So, you know, you have a family member who tells the stories, the best stories, or maybe you have a parent that lives far away or somebody in your family and keep the stories. What they do is you purchase a subscription for someone that you love in your family, and StoryWorth will send them an email with a question about their life. They simply reply to this email with their story, or they can record it over the phone by calling the StoryWorth number. All of the stories are private. And then they make a beautiful keepsake book, and it's actually makes for a good gift. It's too late for Mother's Day, but and it's a nice book that they put together, and they story bound with all the stories of their
yeah. It's actually
mission.
Not too late.
It's
for
not
Mother's Day. No, because today's Friday. If they do it right now, they could get it online.
Yeah, but they wouldn't get the book. They'll get the subscription.
No. They'll get the subscription, though.
Yeah.
For $20 off, visit StoryWorth.com/FCOL. Okay? Mm-hmm. StoryWorth.com/FCOL. So go over to StoryWorth.com and check out what it is. I think you'll like it.
Yes.
What is going on this week? You had some teacher drama that you promised to tell us about.
I mean, it wasn't that salacious, but... So I talked about last week how Natalia got in trouble, and she's still she's doing good, but she's on her probation. Then during the week, I had to have a meeting for the IEP group for the new school. The middle school meets with the IEP group in our school now, and how they transition and how it's going to work and how blah blah blah. So. They sent me this email like a month or two ago, and they said, can you come on this date at this time, and we'll do a half hour Sunny and then a half hour Natalia, because both your kids are bozos, and then you'll meet the new counselor, and you'll meet the principal, the vice principal will be there, and whatever, and I was like, yeah, okay. Then, like, that was like a month ago. Now I'm going through all their missing assignments bullshit and the tutor, and then... The one teacher I take issue with is the math teacher who I've had a...
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I've had issues in the past, and she's been fine. Everything's fine, whatever. But it's very peculiar that is the subject. And math has always been kind of their weak subject, but not really. Sunny is always... And Natalia. They've kept up in math. And also science. They've always done very well in science, I say. This year... They've been sucking at science. Coincidentally, same teacher.
That is a coincidence.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Then I heard from another mom that I brought it up to one mom, and then she said, "That's wow." She goes, "I was just talking to somebody else, and that mom was almost in tears because their child is not doing well in those subjects."
That's such a coincidence that these kids are not doing well out of nowhere in that topic.
So then I started asking them questions, and then I start looking at their assignments, and then I'm going, every time they print out a new missing assignment update, like, okay, they cross it off, so then there's like shorter and shorter. So then I go, but there's always the same, there's like two or three on both of the same assignment that's should have been done a long time ago. And I, every time I ask them, I go, where is this? Oh, it's at school. It's not, I don't have it. I have to have a whatever. So then I have to send an email saying, when you print them their missing assignment thing, can somebody make sure that they know where that page is or where they can get it, or can they write on the sticky note and tell me where to, can somebody like communicate to them? This has been on here since February. Why is it that every time we print out these things, the same two pages keep coming up? It's not getting crossed off. Why? So I sent an email to one of the IEP. I didn't say why. I just say, can somebody go through it, make sure that they know their marching orders? That's it. You can't just print it out and hand it to them and hope for the best. So I said that. Then, okay, so now we have the meeting. Okay, so that day I was doing like three different things at home, trying to get the billboard thing again, doing a couple things. And then I had to stop, put everything aside, go and get their papers because I highlighted it and I wanted to ask them that. So I get there, I come into the office, and Natalia calls me and says, she calls me from the office phone, and she says, Mom, you're home, right? You're coming here at 1:30, right? I said, yeah. And she said, you know how I was dressed today? Like, she was dressed for winter and it was really hot. And she's like wearing Uggs and a sweat. Yeah. She's like, can you please bring me a pair of shorts? And yeah, okay. So now I'm a little irritated with that. But whatever. I go grab her stuff. And now I just had an ass full of the IEP and the elementary and the teachers and the this. And I have to ask them for this and email for. I'm just fucking sick of it. Can you guys just like pick up your slack? Shouldn't the school have some sort of responsibility? I can only do so much at home. How come nobody is at school anyway? So I have a head full of steam now, okay, every time I go there. So now I get there. I go to the office. There's Natalia. I hand her bag. I say, okay, go into the meeting. I walk in. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people.
No.
Around a conference table.
No.
And I have I have my notes and my highlighter pen in my hand. I know. I'm like, huh? What? It's just like, I was only expecting maybe four. And I don't know what. I don't even really.
What is it? A parole hearing?
This is crazy.
Ridiculous. How many people do you freaking need?
It is. It's ridiculous. However, after I left and decompressed and thought about it, I thought, well, that was kind of really nice, actually, because they don't really need to be there. There was two teachers, the English arts, language and arts, and then the math. And they said, we'll be your math teacher, and these two teachers were going to be their math and English teachers.
Okay, coming up next year.
Right. Then next to them was their
school. Did you get a good school vibe?
They barely said two words. But yes, I did. The new people are great. Let's just say that. Okay. Starting off on a good foot. And the current school is just, it's fine. It's good. It's okay. It's okay, but I had a couple of things I wanted to go over with. And the math teacher that I have an issue with, the current math teacher,
right,
was there in the room.
Okay.
So it's,
was she giving you any dirty looks?
I barely looked at her.
Okay.
So I came in and I sat down. And the principal, who I actually love,
right,
she's wonderful. I like her because I feel like she knows what's going on.
Yeah.
But can't go, hey, I got you. But anyway, then the school psychologist is there. The guy that did the testing for Sonny and Natalia in the beginning was there. And now they're equal to the high middle school. That person's there. The principal was there, and the vice principal / counselor, whatever. She was really great. They were all fine. Those people I felt bad for because I sat down. I didn't even really know what to expect. And they said, do you have any questions? And I go, yeah, actually, I do. I brought in these, and I just said the whole spiel. I
brought
just
in
said,
all my receipts,
right,
for the case. Exhibit A,
exactly. What everything
and
I just
Italia's
said
is missing assignments.
Is what I said.
Release me from IEP. No, okay, go ahead.
That's what I said. Everything I just said, I said it. I said, why is it blah, 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 blah? Shouldn't the school have some kind of response? And the other people from the middle school are just sitting there kind of quiet. And then the current school people, they were like, you're right. We should actually, that's a good idea. We'll do that. Oh, and then I said, now,
you're like, hey, could you guys teach?
Yeah.
You know
how
what?
How about you do that?
That's a good idea. Thank you for your feedback. We're gonna talk about it and see if we could go ahead and start teaching.
Yeah. So then the one other thing I said, because they said we made a plan with Sonny and Natalia that every Wednesday during their PE period, they would go into the office and or the IEP room and work on their homework and missing assignments or questions with math or whatever. They would skip PE every
Why?
Wednesday.
Why? I don't want
because
them to skip PE.
I say, fine, do it because they have missing assignments. Better they do it at school than at home. And also, they don't understand the work, obviously. So somebody's got to tell them what to do. So fine, use that hour. The first 2 weeks, that hour went out the door for Natalia because she doesn't want to do it, so she doesn't show up. So I said to them, it should be mandatory that she shows up because they told me 1 week Mrs. So and So had to go look for her, and then by the time she found her, the hour was up. I told them, like, that shouldn't happen when she goes to PE on a Wednesday and she shows up. Somebody should tell the PE teacher, you don't belong here today. You need to go to your IEP room. You don't get to hang out here because,
right.
You know, go. It's mandatory. Don't leave it up to her. So the room was really quiet for a long time. It was very awkward. And they took notes and they listened and they said, that's okay. That's a good idea. And then they said, okay, now can we focus on the transition into the middle school now, Mrs. Carolla? Can
uh-huh.
we? Like, that's really why. And then the principal goes, I got another meeting I got to go do. Nice to meet you, Mrs. Carolla. And leaves. He hightails it out of there.
Uh-huh.
Don't blame him. And then they introduced me to everybody, and everybody was very nice, and it was great. But I really was focused on one person in that room, and she knows who it was. And I got my message across.
Good.
Yeah, this is my kids. I've really, you know, there's a difference. We've talked about this 1,000 times. There's a difference between teachers who really enjoy their job or at least have some sort of enthusiasm for their job or want to get their job done. And then there's some teachers, and it's not just teachers, there's whoever's in their job, Kaylin, whoever it is, you can tell that they just go collect a paycheck and go home. And when it has to do with your kid and your kid's education, that's not really the feeling that the parent really wants to feel. And that
right.
is how I feel. So
it's okay for you to feel that way. I'll defend that to the ends of the earth because when people come at us like, oh, you're bashing teachers.
No, I'm not.
No, we're absolutely not.
I just, first of all.
People are going to hear what they want to hear.
Right.
And if you're a teacher and you want to hear and get upset, which some teachers have, oh, you're bashing, all you guys do is bash teachers. Well, then you're hearing that because
mm-hmm.
I can tell you right now that I love every single one of LB's teachers and, I begrudge the Teacher Appreciation Week not for the reason that you people listen. Now I'm getting mad at our audience. Not because I don't appreciate teachers. I dislike a Teacher Appreciation Week because it's like a forced holiday. Listen, the same way I dislike Mother's Day. I think it's all very forced. And like, there are people that appreciate that do nice things for teachers all the time. There are people that volunteer all the time at school. Nobody's saying you don't deserve gift cards and cookies and appreciation and a thank you.
Right.
But there are some of us who the teachers that are great that we love get appreciated all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just know that I give generously mm-hmm. for the holidays, the end of the year, they always get something from me. We're always being asked to donate money. Mm-hmm. And on those times, I go above and beyond. I don't want to add to my list and to get email after email after email about, did you remember to go pick something up to bring to the
and
special
lunch?
And that's
not the teacher's fault.
And it has zero to do with the teachers. It's not their fault. They're not going like, hey, I want Teacher Appreciation Day.
Right.
How about a week?
Right.
How about a month? Mm-hmm. It's not coming from them. And by the way, so we just had Teacher Appreciation Week that I bitched about last week for the elementary school. Then I get an email Friday. Today's we're recording on a Monday for this coming week. Oh, by the way, your other kid's school is now starting Teacher Appreciation Week.
Mm-hmm.
Middle school, I'll have you know so you feel better, is a lot less organized. Like they try,
right.
The teachers don't show up for anything.
Right, right, right.
So they send out the email, they attempt, and then nobody does anything. So I told Elby on the way to school, I was like, listen, here's what I want you to do. I want you to write a personal thank you note to all of your teachers, because she really loves all her teachers. And I go, and I'll go buy a Starbucks gift card for all five of them.
Mm-hmm.
She's five.
Good. That's nice. That's
she
fine.
She has her science slash advisory where she starts her day. She's got English. She's got math. She's got history. And she's got PE. So all of those teachers get a gift card from Starbucks. I already bought it this morning. She can write a special note.
That's
good. She can take an hour out of her afternoon to appreciate her teachers. But why do I have to get hurt? No. Why do I have to remember and add to my calendar?
Look,
and oh God, I have to go buy this for the gift bag. And I did it. I took care of it. But I'm just saying, I'm allowed to bitch about it.
Absolutely. But also, let's not forget about some people that do deserve. And there's this one woman every morning. She's out there. She's a mom, I think. She's not any administration person. She's out there every morning lugging the kids out of the car line first with a smile on her face, with their suitcases, their backpacks, their everything. Thank you. Have a good day. Making sure they're safely getting out of their car. You think she ever gets appreciated? I make sure during that week she gets a pot of plant because she deserves it.
That's nice.
She deserves it. There's people that deserve it.
Right.
So,
but just like we are talking about appreciating teachers that deserve it, I feel like we're allowed to point out when there's a teacher that's making your life miserable.
Absolutely.
Why is it okay to – why do we get beaten up if we go, oh, Teacher Appreciation Week. Oh, teachers are special. They work so hard. It's a thankless job. Okay, I totally get it. You guys out there who are teachers, we could not have school without you. Totally get that. I couldn't do it. I mean, we've said that over and over.
I've said it to
them. There's no possible way that I could ever be a teacher. I would be out the door in 45 minutes. I don't have the tolerance. I don't have the patience. And I appreciate the hell out of what they do. Xander's teacher is one of the most amazing human beings. He's saved my life this year. He's been over and above the most caring, great teacher. And he will be motherfucking appreciated at the end of this year for sure. But like, if there's a teacher that's making our life hellish, if we're not mentioning names,
no,
why are we not allowed to be like, this sucks?
Yes,
this is where your kid has to be,
right,
all day,
right?
When they're in elementary school, that teacher is their teacher all day.
Yeah, I know. It's not fair. It's not fair to the kids. I don't know what the deal is, but there is an issue, and that's with those kids, that my kids at least. And from what I hear, it's not just my kids. There's a handful of other kids who they, haven't, I guess, I don't know, intimidated or whatever. And they don't want to ask questions. They don't. And you have to ask questions when you're doing math.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, it's, you know, so.
Like at our school, we have a teacher for sort of, I don't want to, you know what, who cares? Their music teacher, right, is kind of a dick. He's really like condescending, and a lot of the parents see it. I mean, I've seen him. He will be like sarcastic and kind of passive aggressive and weird in front of all the parents to the kids. So you know he's doing that to the kids when it's just when he's alone with them, and the kids complain about him all the time. But it's an hour of the day once a week. And so and it's been a couple of years now. And at the beginning, all the parents were like, oh, my God, how dare they? This is terrible. We're all going to march in there and complain. And I was like, you know what? It's not going to do you any good.
Right.
They're not going to fire this guy. The principal loves him.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she doesn't see him when he's alone with the kids because they tell me some of the stuff he says, and it's great. It's rude.
Mm-hmm.
And he's rude to them. But he's a moody guy.
Right.
But it's an hour a week, and
right.
I say,
suck it up.
That's the gift of the skinny or the blessing of the skinny. Like, you're going to have to deal with difficult people in your life.
Of course.
I'm all for, like, I'm not trying to put bubble wrap around my kids and go, oh, my God, a difficult person. You shouldn't have to deal with that. Who cares? I don't care if he yells at them.
Right.
It's once a week for an hour. You can learn to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Suck it up.
Mm-hmm.
But when that personality is teaching your kid a subject that is causing them to get discouraged, to not want to learn, to get way behind, to set it up so that for not to have success the following year, because
I know. No, it's not acceptable.
Then you got to mama bear it up and go like, sorry, no.
I couldn't have said it. You nailed it. That's it. It's 100% the truth. I will say, coming off of a sports weekend with Sonny, him and his basketball and his basketball and his basketball. The tournaments in Costa Mesa, they get destroyed every time. They're up against these kids that are they're just better, way better. And I look at it as practice. Who cares if he wins the tournament? I don't know. He's learning, he's getting his licks in, whatever. But then he had his football game. And that's another one where they keep losing. But he's starting to come to life with the football, and he's actually really good. And he became their receiver, I guess.
Wow!
And he made two touchdowns over the weekend,
and
pulled a ton of flags. Yeah, he was. Adam was there. Hopefully, Adam will talk about it on the show. But he did. He was so good. He did great. I put two videos on my Instagram and watch it over and over. He was doing
it's
really
hard to catch a football.
I know. He's good at it. He's good at it, and he's good at throwing. We play catch all the time. But the point is, his coach. You can hear him, and he'll be like, you know, he'll say like, Sonny, you gotta catch it, or like he'll say like, Nathan, buddy. Dude, you gotta, you know, and sometimes I feel like I was feeling bad, you know, because if he's yelling in front of the parents, and usually at the football games, you can hear really crisp, like at the tournaments, you can't hear anything. You hear the coaches in the corner, whatever. But in the football game, when you're on a football field and you're sitting in your chairs, and it's usually the mom and the dad, because it's always Sunday morning, and the whole family's there. I was like thinking, like, I feel bad for some of these kids, you know, that he yells at. But then I'm thinking, I watch how he really loves these kids, and he really wants them, and he doesn't like shame them or anything like that. But like, there's a difference, you know. There is a big
difference.
There's
absolutely
a difference. Like, you can be tough on the kids. I don't care, but have some sort of angle behind it, you know.
Yes.
Let them feel like you care.
Don't
you
just be working at your frustration
right
on our kids.
Right. Did I tell you how Sonny thought Fortnite was talking back to him?
Yes. With the laughing in the background.
Yeah.
But were you telling me that off the air?
Yeah, I think I told you off. Yeah. He asked me to sleep in his room until he fell asleep a couple weekends ago because there's this laughing going on during the game that he could faintly hear. And I'm like, what? And he's like, Mom, somebody like hacked our game. He's like, I can hear him. He's like, he hacked me. And he can talk to his friends.
Right.
Too. I don't know. I said, well, what are your friends saying? My friends think I'm hacked. I've been hacked. So can you sleep? And Adam was out of town. And he was like, can you sleep until I fall asleep? And I was like, all right. And then first thing in the morning, he comes in and he goes, listen. He goes, I videotaped it. Because then in the morning, he has balls. Like, he gets out and gets up. And it's like daylight. So now he's like, bring it on, hacker. And he's like, but Mom, listen. It's creepy. And then I said, all right, Google laughing in Fortnite. And he goes, no, I did. He goes, the number one Fortniter dude he hears it too. He said it in a video, like, what's that laughing? And Kaylin, you play Fortnite?
No. I do not, but my little brother does.
So
Elby
I
does.
Said, Google it. Google laughing during Fortnite. And he did. And it's an update. It's part of the update. When you download the update, it's these gnomes in the background are laughing. Now he feels better.
Oh, my God.
But Adam with the Fortnite is hilarious, too. He gets on there and he's like, "Breaker one, leave no man down, man down." Like, is there, like, shooting? He's like, he's like, "Espinosa, Sanchez, Omega." I don't know what he's saying. He's just like, and like the kids are like, either they ignore him because they know. But at first they're like, "Who is that?" And Sonny's like, "That's my dad." Just ignore him. But it's really funny. I don't know. Fortnite has become like a thing.
I know. It's the new slime.
It is. But you know what?
I love messy. It.
Less messy. They're contained into one room.
Yeah, but I'm sorry. Xander spends too much time on video games as it is. He's obsessed.
Yeah.
He's going to get really chubby and just play video games all day. And yeah, I know. Oh, maybe just tell him to stop playing video games. Okay, you come over and tell my kid to stop playing video games.
I know.
But then I'm going to have to talk to him.
Well, I
entertain
know.
Him.
I'm the one punished after I had to punish Natalia.
I know.
Now I'm punished because she follows me around and wants to talk to me because she doesn't have anything else to do.
And also, I could find a sport for Xander. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people have suggested some good ones. He
like
likes
what?
Basketball, but basketball hasn't been going on for him. And he doesn't want to play it at the park, and I don't know why, but I think he thinks it's going to be too competitive. But mm-hmm. I might sign him up for that. But he's such a no-getter. He loves having downtime. The kid loves to relax. Always has. Even in the old days when I thought he was depressed, a lot of it was because he likes to lay on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so do I. Doesn't everybody? But you think of kids as like just more getters.
Right.
More go-getters. You know, you think of them as like wanting to do stuff, like Natalia,
mm-hmm.
like Elby. Elby mm-hmm. doesn't like to just lay around.
No, I know.
But Xander, you will find him just laying in bed.
Mm-hmm. Sonny, too.
I mean, playing a video. He mm-hmm. loves just... So, but the thing is, if I could put him in a sport, like I said, but you also get spoiled yourself
mm-hmm.
when you don't have... I mean, you've been dealing with...
Yeah,
it's really extra
right
for you.
Yeah.
You got volleyball, you got football, and you mm-hmm. got basketball.
Yeah.
But imagine if all your kids kind of quit sports. Elby's volleyball games, it's like a dream right now because before when she was in basketball, I had the practices. It was outside of school.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like practice at school. Oh, and for a while she was playing city basketball and school basketball.
Mm-hmm.
So I had like four practices. Sometimes she was playing every day. Which was fun because I really like watching mm-hmm. the games, but mm-hmm. you can't add the other two having sports in there with that. Who's going to take them?
I know.
Then I don't have an Olga, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So right now, Elby's got volleyball. It's at school.
Mm-hmm.
So when she goes to practice, she just stays at school longer.
Yeah.
And then when she has a game, a couple of the games are at school.
Mm-hmm.
So I just go to her school to pick her up and mm-hmm. watch the game. Okay.
Isn't that nice?
I've gotten so spoiled.
Yeah.
I'm like, every day I don't have stuff going on after school. When
mm-hmm.
she has something going on,
mm-hmm.
it's actually free time for me.
Mm-hmm.
Her practices are, I don't have to pick her up, take her to a practice,
right.
either stay with her or go home, then come back and get her. No, I just pick her up late
mm-hmm.
from school.
Mm-hmm. I know. It is. You get spoiled. It's nice. It's nice when you don't have to be anywhere. What are you going to do for summer?
So, Elby has signed up for her sleepaway camp.
Mm-hmm.
This will be her third
the
year
Jewish
in a row.
One?
Jewish sleepaway camp for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to go. She goes to this Girl Scout camp, which she's not a Girl Scout.
Mm-hmm.
But every year, the Twilight camp I told
the
you
Twilight,
about, that's like from 1 to 7.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to do a week of that, and so is Sadie.
Mm-hmm.
Then she's going to do a week of the one I told you she tried last year for the first time, the Camp Holly Woodland.
Oh!
She's doing that with Bella, Julie's daughter.
Yeah.
That's Monday through Friday. Remember I told you that's like a good starter overnight camp?
Yeah.
They go, you drop them off on a Monday morning,
uh-huh.
and you pick them up Friday evening. And Sadie's going to go for the first time.
So they sleep there.
They sleep there.
Yeah.
And it's like a real sleepaway camp, except for it's like just in Hollywood.
What do they do? Go
you should
out
sign
like,
Natalia up.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
Cheap. It's really cheap.
I gotta do that.
And one of the days they do a big field trip. So like what in the middle of the week.
Mm-hmm.
So last year when Elby went, they went sailing. They drove him down to like San Pedro or something and they went on a sailboat for a few hours. This time their trip is Disneyland.
Oh my God.
So Wednesday all day they go to Disneyland. The whole week, Lynette, is like $400.
Really?
Yeah. That includes
God.
All their meals and their field trip.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, I got to find it. I got to do that. I hope it's not too late.
I think a lot of the weeks are sold out, though, so you got to go check. By the way, we should tell you about...
Since people like to chill, you like to chill in your bed.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right?
You know what? I should get Brooklyn and for Xander.
For the couch?
Some nice... Do you guys make sheets that fit the couch? Because my kid's on it too much.
I love Brooklyn.
Me too.
Soft, buttery soft, mm-hmm. pretty, nice, not like, you know, flowery and obnoxious, just very like subtle designs that they have.
It's like Bath and Body Works, but for your bed.
Mm-hmm.
You it's know, in really... the way that like I love like the, it's just sensuous.
Mm-hmm.
And my sheets feel like they're freshly washed.
Yes.
Even a month later.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
No, you're
but
not.
Honestly, like a week in, if you make your bed and pull the sheets up top, it feels like fresh sheets. They stay fresh.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they do that.
I don't know.
They have stay fresh technology.
Yes. Well, look, they have 15,000 5-star reviews, kind of like us on iTunes.
Yes. Honestly, love Brooklyn, and I have it. I have not taken my new sheets off my bed. I'm going to get some more.
Yeah, I know.
The color I have is smoke.
Mm-hmm.
That's my sheets.
That's mine, too.
And then I have the striped.
Pinstriped
mm-hmm. with the same color matches
mm-hmm.
my sheets.
Mine are like, mine's smoke, but then I think it's the white pinstripe.
Yeah.
And then I got the polka dot pillowcases.
How cute. So you could kind of
mix it up. Yeah. Why not?
I love that. If you want to be like us, go to Brooklinen, BROOKLINEN.com and use the promo code FCOL. You'll get $20 off and free shipping. Brooklinen.com, promo code FCOL. Also, do you need a boost?
Yes. Like,
okay. So now you've just made yourself get out of bed.
Oh, yeah.
But do you need a supplement that can like boost you up and give mm-hmm. you energy, but not caffeine and jittery feeling?
I love it. I've been taking it every day.
Well, Omax mm-hmm. is a cognitive boost. It's a daily supplement that can increase your brain power and productivity. It improves your memory, your focus, and concentration without jitters.
Yes.
No caffeine.
It is nice. It's a nice little boost. Especially like, you know, when you're tired after a weekend I had.
Does it feel like caffeine in
no.
the way of like sharp, like
no,
makes
I just,
you feel like alert?
No, I've noticed a difference. Well, that I have just more stamina.
It's improved your speech,
yeah, I know,
too.
Really. I do notice the difference, I have to say.
Okay, well, everybody who wants to try it can go to Omax, that's O-M-A-X, boost.com/FCOL. You're going to save 60% on your first 30-day supply of Omax Cognitive Boost and get free shipping, of course. OmaxBoost.com/FCOL.
What else is going on?
You want me to tell you the Katie Couric
story? Yes.
All right, listen, bitches. Don't go tweeting at her. And also, don't tweet Adam. I know you
I know.
Guys, first of all, I know Adam had an interview with Katie. And mm-hmm. everybody's like, Katie Couric, she's amazing. Mm-hmm. And she's got a podcast now. And I get all that.
Right.
And you guys can continue to love her.
Right.
Maybe she's a great person.
Mm-hmm.
I had a bad experience with her.
You did.
Did I ever tell you the story? It happened a long time ago.
Yes, but I don't think you told it on the air.
I didn't.
I don't know.
Kaylin, do you ever remember me telling a Katie Couric story?
I do not.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to, if it sounds familiar, then, you know, I don't know.
So what?
Hit pause. Or fast forward. I don't care. Okay.
It's a good story.
It's personal. And look, I just don't want to get in trouble, and I don't want you to tweet at Adam and be like, oh, Stephanie was talking shit about Katie Couric, and I know you love
like
her.
Like Adam cares. Adam likes Katie Couric?
Well, he did remember
I
the
know,
camera
he did.
Crew
yeah.
was here?
Yeah. But that's...
Okay. Here's what happened.
Yeah.
Years ago, I had done a lot of appearances on talk shows, like the Today Show, et cetera, about quitting drinking. I did a big... 2020. I've done Good Morning America. I did the Today Show, and I did that. And then it was like I got used to the not drinking. By the way, like in about a week, mm-hmm. I'll have been sober 9 years.
Woo!
Yeah, so it's been a long time.
Congratulations.
Been sober, very, very used to not drinking.
Yeah.
All good.
Mm-hmm.
So at the beginning,
So when we go to San Francisco and I get drunk, you're going to be okay with that?
I'm going to be laughing my ass off at you. I'm going to be enjoying it. I'm just kidding. I'm high on life, Lynette.
I know.
I'm high on drugs. Like, I don't need alcohol. So.
Okay.
Okay. So a lot of talk shows, I guess it was a big deal too, because I'd written the books mm-hmm. where I talked a lot about love and to drink, mm-hmm. which I sure did. Mm-hmm. Haven't changed my mind. Not trying to bring up prohibition. Right. I love other people to have a good time. Yeah. I just have too good a time. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Mm-hmm. But for a while, a lot of talk shows wanted to have me on, and I did quite a few interviews. And then I felt like at a certain point, like, okay, we're good. Like, we're good. Mm-hmm. I'm not embarrassed. And I know it helps people and a lot of people. I remember doing Dr. Oz mm-hmm. and getting like hundreds of emails from people going, oh my God, I see myself in your story. Mm-hmm. That was the purpose of doing it. It's not like, oh, I want to be famous for being an alcoholic. Yeah. Obviously, it's embarrassing. That mm-hmm. shit is embarrassing, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. But I did it because I felt like it helped people.
Right.
So, but at a certain point, I was like, I don't want to do that anymore. So at the beginning of doing Parental Discretion, mm-hmm. I get a call from Katie Couric. She's having a talk show mm-hmm. that didn't last that long.
Right.
Because she's a bitch. That's why. Okay. I've already said it. But they called me mm-hmm. and they were like, we want to have you on about we want to do a segment on moms and drinking. Mm-hmm. We want you to be on as an expert. Like, mm-hmm. You're not like in the hot seat, like, oh, you know, we're going to have on these people that are currently struggling and we want you to come on and like tell your story so that it can help people. And I was like, very torn.
Right.
Because on the one hand, I was kind of like tired of being trotted out to like do that.
Yeah.
On the other hand, I was like, well, it does help people. And I am a mom and I do have now a mom talk show.
Right.
So maybe if I can help some people along the way and promote my mm-hmm. talk show, mm-hmm. like it could be a win-win.
Right.
So I was like, I agreed. Okay. So they do when they pre-interview you, if you've ever been on a talk show, mm-hmm. what they do is they first call you and they hear about your story and they tell you about the segment. Here's what we're doing. Mm-hmm. So I get the call from my producer and she's like, okay, so tell me your story. So I tell her. And then the thing is, for a long time, how do I tell this story in the most sensitive way to myself? Basically, I talk very openly about where my drinking went. Mm-hmm. But the actual thing that happened that was like the defining moment for me was that I went on a play date, and I have told you this story, mm-hmm. with the kids. And I had too much to drink. And then I got in the car and I drove home, mm-hmm. like a 5-minute drive. Mm-hmm. And one of the characteristics of my drinking mm-hmm. is that I don't feel like I'm drunk.
Yeah.
I like to drink. I think I'm fine. Mm-hmm. I will swear up and down, like, I feel fine. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't fine. And that's the last time I ever drank. And mm-hmm. when I got home, John was like, you're drunk. You're drunk. Mm-hmm. What are you doing? Why mm-hmm. were you driving? Mm-hmm. You know? And he had been trying to call me and I hadn't called him back. And anyway, the point is, of course, at that time, I was like, I am not drunk. Mm-hmm. I'm fine. Mm-hmm. This was, by the way, way before Uber.
Yeah.
10 years ago.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So if you drove somewhere, especially in LA, mm-hmm. like unless you're really drunk, right. you're going to drive home.
Right.
And I did not think I was drunk. But whatever. I was drunk. The next day I wake up. And I'm saying this very blasé because it was a long time ago and I have done a lot of talking about it, a lot of working on myself, a lot of healing mm-hmm. around this. Mm-hmm. But that's what happened. And 2 days later, I went to a 12-step meeting and I got help and mm-hmm. I never drank again. Mm-hmm. And the real crux of it wasn't that I drove drunk with mm-hmm. the kids in the car. The crux of it was that because I didn't get in a car accident. Mm-hmm. The point was like, wow, I could do that. Mm-hmm. Like, I am capable. I saw very clearly that, like, what I'm capable of. Mm-hmm. Like, the way I drink, I'm not safe.
Right.
Like, I'm not a safe drinker.
Right.
And it took all those years of drinking to go, I'm not somebody who should be drinking mm-hmm. because I clearly make bad decisions.
Right.
And me sober would never put my kids in harm's way.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So all that being said, mm-hmm. I hadn't told that part of the story when I'd been on talk shows. And the reason why is because people will focus on the most scandalous part of it, and they lose the message. Mm-hmm. And some of this was just kind of what I told myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe I was too embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't want, obviously, the entire internet going, oh, my God, you drove drunk. Mm-hmm. Because also, a lot of people do this. Mm-hmm. I have talked to a million moms at this point, sober moms, that have all driven drunk.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think it's like just so insane and crazy and child abuse that I would do that, that's fine.
Right.
It's way more common than you think.
Yes.
And obviously I got help so that I wouldn't ever do that again. Mm-hmm. But I didn't want people to just focus on like, oh my God, she drove drunk, and then it becomes like this crazy story.
Mm-hmm.
So I would talk about my bottom and the fact that I saw that I was dependent on drinking. Okay, blah, blah, blah. So I get interviewed by Katie Couric's producer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty honest.
Mm-hmm.
I tell them what I'm comfortable talking about and that I'm comfortable talking about my story. So whatever, blah, blah, blah. The date's coming up. And the night before, or maybe it was like two nights before, the producer calls me. She's like, listen, so we were Googling you, and we found this thing that you did. So I wrote a story about that incident.
Uh-huh.
And I read it at a charity show, at a one of those storytelling shows. And I read the story, and it was on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And I could have asked for it to be taken down.
Mm-hmm.
But I never did because I was like, this is what happened. And if somebody's seeing this help somebody, then so be it.
Right.
I'm not. It happened and whatever.
Right.
If they find that and it. OK. But this producer found it. And she's like, and we told Katie.
Mm-hmm.
And she's really interested in talking about that. Can you talk about the driving drunk thing?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know what? I said, here's the thing. I have a new TV show out. You know?
Right.
And I really would prefer that that's not the focus of my piece, because people will only focus on that. And it's very black and white issue for people. And they will think that, oh, she's a terrible mom.
Right.
And
you have a new TV show focusing on being a mom.
Right. I said, so I kind of feel like I'm happy to talk about any other part of it. I just feel like once you say that, then that becomes the focus of the segment. And it's like, okay. She's like, okay, got it. And I was like, and honestly, like, if that's what you want me on for, and if you're going to bring that up, I'd rather not do it, because it would just be better for me not to do it. I don't need to do it.
Right.
I don't want to be on a talk show.
Right.
I've already done a ton of talk shows.
Right.
If I'm doing this and if it will help some women to hear this story, great, then it's a win-win. Mm-hmm. If not, no. She's like, okay, got it. We won't talk about it. We won't bring it up. Okay. So now I'm having doubts because, you know, I've produced talk shows.
Yeah.
I know how people are.
Mm-hmm.
It's people in the talk show business suck.
Mm-hmm.
They will exploit you.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't want to just cancel on them the night before, because I also know that that's really hard to replace somebody. And I don't want to do that. And I already committed to doing it. So I go, all right, I'm going to go do it.
Mm-hmm.
Go do it. Also, I told my... So I had a PR person with me,
mm-hmm.
and I kind of told her the situation, you know, and she was like, yeah, I'm sure they won't bring it up, whatever. Okay. Go out there on the stage, and they introduce me, and Katie Couric does not make eye contact with me. Mm-hmm. First of all, there were a couple other people on the segment, and she's just being a fucking bitch to them on the segment. And this came up afterwards. So it was like a mom and a daughter, and it was like the mom was taking her daughter's ADD medicine or something. And the thing was, like, yeah, it was gross. And they were kind of like the Dr. Phil type people,
right?
Where they're like,
ooh, mm-hmm.
But she was so judgmental, Lynette. I can't explain it to you except to say that after the show, all of these people were writing about their bad experience and like how bad she made them feel. And, you know, she was just like, really? You're doing that? Like, it just had, she had no kind of journalistic integrity about it.
She's no Diane Sawyer.
Right. She wasn't like, I've been interviewed by people like Maria Shriver, who couldn't have been nicer and like still gets to the heart of it. And brings out stuff, but it's not, you don't feel like you're being judged. Anyway, so I come out, I'm already now, I'm watching on the monitor and seeing this, and I'm like, I'm having big reservations, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I go out there.
Can't your publicist do something? Like,
no, their publicists are so dumb. Worst.
I know.
So, sorry, publicists out there. So dumb. So dumb. So I go out there. I sit down. She barely makes eye contact with me. She reads my – so keep in mind, too, like, so I'm a talk show host, too,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm supposed to be on there not as a celebrity, but as, like, here's another mom who has a show, and she's an author.
Right.
And she also has dealt with drinking, and she's on the other side of it. I was right. years sober by then, you know? So she doesn't even look at me. She reads my intro, and my intro is wrong. Mm. And it's very wrong.
Of course.
Like, she's, first of all, gets, like, the name of the show wrong. And then she says, and she has a blog called, no, I think she might have said I have a show called Make Mine a Double or something, which related to a really old blog that I did for another website.
Isn't that so
that was called... Yeah, something about tequila, Tales of Tequila, back when I was a drinker.
Right.
So it's so wrong. Right. And it now sounds like I fucking have a blog about drinking
right.
when I'm on there as fucking sober.
Yeah, I know.
So,
oh, my God.
So we do. So I let it go. I don't interrupt. Mm-hmm. She does that because in my mind as a host, I'm thinking when we get to the break, I'm going to let her know and then we'll redo the intro.
Right.
That's what you do.
Right.
So she starts asking me questions and then she's like, So one night you got really drunk and drove your kids in the car, didn't you? Something like that.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And I'm just sitting there and I was like, I mean, first of all, she obviously was told not to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And second of all, what a way to say it. Like, you're going to. Oh,
right.
we're gonna open this wide. We're gonna break this story
right.
Like, honestly, I was like, "Fuck you,
mm-hmm.
Katie Couric."
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have no. You're just a cold hearted bitch,
mm-hmm.
aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Because you had to be there the way she said it to me, and I was
can
like,
imagine.
And you, I, all of my friends who saw it, I totally kept my cool. You know, I was like, in my mind, I'm like, okay, well, we're gonna go here, then we'll go here. Like,
right.
I'm not gonna deny. Like,
mm-hmm.
I said, yeah. It was definitely the low point, you know.
I would have said
but
nothing.
It really helped me mm-hmm. because then it gave me an opportunity to like really see clearly
right.
what happens when I drink. Like mm-hmm. the decisions, I thought I was fine and I wasn't. She was like, but you put your kids in the car. Like she.
Oh my God.
And I was like, uh-huh. Uh-huh, yes,
good.
I did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then somehow like we got through the segment. Okay, then she finishes the segment.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, so and I'm mad,
mm-hmm.
but I was like, so listen, we need to redo the intro because I said, you didn't, I'm here with my publicist. They flew me out here because to talk about, I'm on a show, the show's called Parental Discretion, and you said it was called like Make Mine a Double or something, which is an old blog that
right.
I don't even write anymore. And she was like, yeah, we don't redo intros. And
oh
she just turns away
God.
From me like, I'm done with you. You're dismissed. We're off the air. And I was like,
wow.
I said,
wow.
Okay. I was like, well, look, I have a talk show.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, and this was the only reason I came out here was to mm-hmm. promote my talk show. And mm-hmm. it was agreed upon that we were going to say the name of my talk show. And that's not the name of my talk show. So,
mm-hmm.
so she just looks at me like I'm the biggest piece of shit she's ever had to sniff.
Oh my God.
And she goes like this. And she talks. So you're when you're on a hosting a show, you're wearing a little
yeah.
mic,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
It's called a lav.
Mm-hmm.
And you're connected to the booth, the director's booth.
Yeah.
And when you're between
breaks,
sets, or the directors can hear everything you're saying. So
yeah.
they heard me.
And she has an earpiece. Yeah. And
she has an earpiece.
Hear
so she says, the guest wants to meet a something about her what I don't know with that I the show like she's acting like this is just the worst thing that's ever happened that she has to re-say it and then I hear
oh
they're kind of talking to her and she's like okay what's the name of your show
Ugh.
I said it's called Parental Discretion with Stephanie Wilder Taylor and I said and don't mention that other thing is a blog that I don't know where they got that from
right
fine. So our next guest is whatever, and then she reads it in a like a bitchy voice, and then she's like, "There, yeah," like basically goes, "Okay."
Oh my God! Holy
and I go,
shit!
Okay. And so I walk off the stage and then I start crying. Because it was just like an awful feeling. I was frustrated. Yeah. I was put into a weird situation.
Yeah.
And then I went and found my producer. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what the hell was that?
Mm-hmm.
What was that?
Right.
You know? And she's like, I'm so sorry. She goes, I told her not to mention it. I told her not to, but I can't. Like, she'd already had it in her notes when I first told her about it. But I swear to you, I told her you didn't want to talk about it. So she did anyway. She put me on the spot. She just doesn't care. I've worked with a lot of producers.
Right.
Nobody's acted like that.
Right.
Ever.
Right. Right.
I just thought it was so. And it's just one of those things, like when we talk about people that are very two-faced,
mm-hmm.
she comes off as very, like, lovely.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Right. Mm-hmm. But she's not.
And apparently she's been, I won't listen to her podcast, but apparently she's really funny and goofy and charming and, like, friends with everybody, but I'm sorry, I can't see it. And then I came home and I told my husband all about it, and he was like, oh my God, those stories about her have been around forever.
Uh-huh.
My husband's from talk shows.
Uh-huh.
He's
Did
like,
he say anything?
Everybody has a nasty Katie Couric story. Oh, he's like, so many people have said she's a nasty bitch.
Wow. So you ran into
I think
her.
She's fake.
You ran into her at the other warehouse. I was with you.
Yeah.
But I didn't know this story.
I didn't see her. She just walked by me. I'm sure she would never recognize me.
Uh-huh. I didn't know the story at the time. I didn't even know what was going on. Anyway, she was there at Adam's studio.
Yeah,
and
but
Adam
this was years later.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would never be like, hi, Katie, I was on
Remember
your show.
Me?
Remember when you did a show about alcoholics and drug addict moms?
Mm-hmm.
That was me.
Yeah.
Remember I was the one who drove drunk? Remember? Yeah, no
wow.
thanks.
That's a good story.
Yeah.
Okay. Jesus. Adam likes her?
Well, apparently it was a great interview. Was it, Kaylin?
The interview seemed to go over well. She kind of tested him at one point. It got not awkward, but close to it.
Really?
Yeah. I forget which part it was, but she seemed like very kind of agreeable and nice all the way through it. And then at one point she said to Adam, like, he was making a point. She's like, so isn't that hypocritical? Because you just said this other thing, so now you're making two different points. And I was like, ooh. But that was about it. I think it was fine.
I asked him how it went, and he was like, it's fine. She's, you know.
People seem to like her. Hey, maybe she's changed. I don't know.
Well, see, I find it interesting that she comes on Adam's podcast. Like, she must need ratings, or she must be needing
to. Well, her talk show didn't last long.
No. So now she's doing a podcast. Is it on podcast one?
Is she doing a podcast, or does she have a new show? I think it's a podcast.
No, I believe it was a TV show for National Geographic.
Oh. I think she has a podcast. I don't know.
Whatever.
I'm not here to plug her. I'm not here to plug her podcast. Please don't listen. But you know what you should do? Buy Dagny Dover bags.
Yes. We have them. They were nice enough to send us the Landon carryall, which is a carryall, by the way.
Yes.
And you can take it. You can travel with it. You can also use it as a diaper bag because it holds everything. It can hold your laptop, wallet, phone, water bottle. It's made into that. And it has a cross body strap, which I love.
Yeah.
And it's made with that good, durable neoprene material. So it's very durable.
Yeah.
And
it has a lot
really
of compartments.
Cute.
So you don't get like that like rogue tampon
right.
or Band-Aids that
right.
you can't
Hate
find.
That. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or water spilling on your laptop.
No, exactly. Yeah. So, and it has all different sizes, all different colors. You should check them out. It's real. They have really cute stuff. Go to Dagny, D-A-G-N-E, Dover, dover.com/FCOL. Use the promo code FCOL to get your 20% off. And trust us, you'll like it. You'll see. They have really cute stuff. Keep your stuff organized.
Yeah, DagnyDover.com. Mm-hmm. Also, get ADT.
I know.
If you haven't already, what are you waiting for? Tonight, when you go to set your alarm and realize you don't have one,
mm-hmm.
you're going to be like, damn it, I should have gotten ADT.
Who's the joke on?
ADT helps us feel secure. We set our alarm every night.
Yes.
We put it on stay so that people can move around in the house, but nobody can break in.
Right.
They will come over. They will look around. They will tell you where you need the cameras.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll put like motion detectors mm-hmm. in your house. And they will, you know,
and
put
it's
your
connected
alarm
to you can
in.
Connect it to your phone too, so everything is all 24/7 on lockdown.
Yeah, and for a limited time, you can get ADT's lowest rate. It starts at just $28.99 a month. For the most trusted name in home security, $28.99 a month. That's nothing.
I know.
To keep your home and your family secure. An ADT Go app features a family locator, safe driving reports, even an SOS button with 24/7 emergency response. So go to ADT.com/podcast. Okay, ADT.com/podcast. Kaylin.
With 36-month monitoring contract, early termination and installation fees apply, excludes taxes and fees, applies to traditional services only, certain markets excluded, licenses available at ADT.com.
Okay, and before we go, Patreon,
San Francisco, first of all.
Okay, first of all, get your tickets to San Fran. It's coming up, you guys. It's in just a few weeks, a few short weeks, and we can't wait to come. But the bigger the crowd, the better.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. Also, go to Cobbs to get your tickets for that. Mm-hmm. Cobbs has them. Or go to, it's the pinned post on our page.
Yes.
On the For Crying Out Loud Reel It In page, where we talk about everything. And on our main podcast page on Facebook, you can find the link. Also, if you join Patreon and you want to do a $100 level, you can be part of our listener spotlight, where we talk to you for like 2 or 3 minutes and find out what's going on with you over the phone. It's at our discretion, though. It won't happen right away. We're going to space them out.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are at that $100 level for a month or more, you will get a chance to get on our show. And also, that will also include a plug for your business every month. Because if you're at the $50 a month or over, you get a plug for your business.
Right.
And I have two for this week. A new one, Michelle Baker, who sells Green Horizon CBD infused products.
Ooh.
Yeah, we have another CBD girl. No THC. So, and she also is, if you use FCOL, she's going to donate 5% to a charity every month. So go to mygreenhorizon.com and put in FCOL. Also, Amy Johnson does American Cold Brew Coffee Company, americancoldbrewcoffee.com. It's great for no-getters.
Mm-hmm.
It's a subscription-based cold brew coffee service. You can get subscriptions in 1, 2, 4, or 6 bag options. Good Mother's Day gift.
Yeah.
So go ahead and do that, americancoldbrewcoffee.com.
Nice.
That's it. That's our show.
All right. Thank you, Kaylin.
Thank you.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.
Silence. Smell the fighting me with science.